And I let you the floor, Katarzyna, for the conclusion. You speak as long as you want.
Can I take that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, speak in Polish or in?
No, in English.
In English, perfect.
So I'm very much aware that you are tired and we actually want to have to go to a cinema and to rather watch Anka's films rather than listening to me trying to sum up the conference, which is a nicely impossible task to do. And as we have been warned by Sándor, that we should not, about the dangers of macro history. So I have no ambition to provide a macro history of those 2 days. So that will be just, I mean, I might make some attempts from time to time. I will try to be brief on top of that, but there will be rather loose reflections and what I can, first of all, I want to say that they were absolutely amazing 2 days, that I did not expect such an interesting. I mean, I knew that it would be interesting, but I didn't know that it would be that interesting. That papers. No, yes, it's always like that. When you read, of course, I read the abstracts beforehand, and when you read abstracts, abstracts are flat. You don't need, I mean, you need a person who is giving the presentation. You need the body language of the speaker. You need the image on PowerPoint or texts, quotations, etc., etc. That makes the paper. And of course, you need our discussions, which very often brought up the idea of the paper even more strongly. I mean, you learn from the discussions as much as from the papers. So I've already said it's wide-ranging, inspiring, provocative, occasionally. Two types of papers. This is at every conference that you either have those more kind of synthetic papers raising general issues. There were especially the papers by sociologists, by our two sociologists, which help us enormously in order to put an order into our thinking, both by Konstantin and by Sándor. We are very grateful, and I'm actually, am I right that you are sociologist? Oh, I made a mistake already.
More historians.
And
we are flat.
You are flat. Okay, yes, that's right, you are a historian. But you are using this kind of, well, the apparatus of the historian is obviously more kind of, it's more rigorous, as it were. It's more kind of scientific, academic, based on some certain definition. There are certain terms, and I'm especially grateful to Konstantin for this juxtaposition of two understanding of socialist realism as totalitarianism and socialist realism as a study of everyday life under socialist realism in that period. I think it was very. For me, that was perhaps this is perhaps you all know about that, but I needed actually such a juxtaposition from you in order to have more fun and during the conference and to understand many things better. So apart from our sociologists who helped us to understand things, or you know, the issue of urbanization and the migration from the from villages to cities, and the, both empowerment of women and disempowerment of women that we have heard from you, and I'm sure that you have said many other things that escaped my attention. Yes. That's another thing. Let me say this kind of general remark that obviously you might be thinking about. I mean, if you are listening to what I'm saying, you would have thought that perhaps you've been to another conference, you know, because that I might have taken things that you are not interested in. And this is how it is. We read the same book, and we have completely different memories. So that will be also true with a conference, and especially with such a diverse conference. Yes, I've already thanked our historians for introducing this rigor into our thinking, but of course the rigor had been introduced first of all by the organizers, by Joanna and by Jerome, because you structured the conference, you gave us actually the description of the structure very carefully, and that also really helped dividing those days into time and space. And then in a way, I think that the third day was all about social transformation and the various tools, I mean, various ways various ways in which art was involved in those processes of social transformation. So that helped incredibly. Okay, I started from saying who were the speakers. So apart from historians, we had one film scholar, which is also very helpful. And now, correct me. Am I right that the rest of us are art historians? No, pardon? Oh, and historians. Okay, historians of architecture and that's right. So we can, yes, thank you. I've already said it earlier that I think that the majority of us adopt from this juxtaposition offered by Constantine, that we could study socialist realism in various ways, but for instance, this political way and the more kind of grassroots, you know, looking at socialist realism from below and from the perspective of the everyday life. And I suppose that the majority of papers were really about that. That we avoided the perspective which would have probably dominated such a conference had it been organized 20 years ago or 25 years ago. That would be, we would have to speak from the position of a moral outrage, moral superiority, and discuss ism, which is totally condemnable. And we really have to think about the victims, and really there were victims of Stalinism. And we are not, I'm not going to deny that, and I'm not going to glorify that. But it's simply, there is just one perspective. And there is another perspective to look at certain benefits of social transformation, which perhaps did not benefit all social classes, but many people were actually gained from the fact that they were brought up in under socialism. This is what I'm going to say at the end, but because the topic. I'm already actually not speaking according to what I was going to say. Because the issue of women, for instance, which that's the last topic that we've been discussing, the last three papers were in fact about gender. The gender issue appeared earlier, and I've already forgot when, but the last three papers were about gender. So women would belong to this group, to this social group, which could say that we have gained something from being brought in, from having been brought. Perhaps there are quite a few women who actually have not been brought under communism, but nonetheless, you study the life of women who had been given certain opportunities. You know, the control of their own bodies, for instance, and you know, and the understanding that women should be employed, that they can. Gain this sense of identity from the work in which I'm not saying that work at home is not should not be valued, not at all. I'm a very home kind of person, but yes, this is this other sphere of human activity which was in a way given to women in a much in my opinion, opinion of a person who lived in both, who has lived in both systems, I think that emancipation of women was much stronger under socialism. You also mentioned social mobility. I mean the whole last day. Okay, so I'm starting from the end. Was about the about social transformation and yes. Okay, no. Forgive me. This is really unscripted, but. You can imagine that it's rather difficult to script such a proper talk while listening to the papers and changing the order constantly. I mentioned those the issue of gender, but there is also the issue of ethnic minorities. We are very lucky that you gave us this paper because that was really inspiring. And then you say then. Of course, in your case, in this case, in the case of Lipovans and Tatars, that was not an opportunity. Stalinism brought nothing but destruction. Am I right? Or do you want... Well, I'm not taking you to the table, but I'm probably it's not exactly like that because you said that they offered mass education, but that at the same time they uprooted them from the place in which they. Yes, that's right. Yes, so in. Yes. Yes, of course. And there are also before I will start talking about the social transformation, there were several papers which attempted the topic of redefining socialist realism, redefining the periodization of socialist realism, which began that was the first paper by Dorota, which was really wide open, eyes opening. And we will definitely. I'm going to take it to bed with me. You know, this is. I mean, I'm going to think about it. This is very rich and inspiring. But also today, during the last session, during this final sessions, we also had quite a few papers which looked very closely at an image and redefine the principles of what is typical in socialist realism and about the representation of a woman and about the subversiveness of socialist realism, this kind of other socialist realism. So everything was interesting. If I don't mention your paper in my chaotic talk, don't think that I don't consider your paper uninteresting. It means that it simply escaped me in those in my various notes, and yes, and we also learned a lot from numerous case studies. You know, case studies are hugely important, that you have a paper which focuses on one thing, for instance, like Gabor's very witty paper on and visually witty on it's like a photo reportage with wonderful comments of the kind of demythologizing of the spring exhibition in Budapest, 1957, or Szymon's. Where is Szymon? Szymon's. Maybe he's no longer with us, but in this room, Szymon's very kind of interesting, interesting. Also, kind of overview of not overview, a presentation of in a way social. A social life of one painting, which of course at the same time is true, raised a much larger topic of the hierarchies in a way, or of the origin simply of socialist realism, or also the one of the case studies which opened our conference, Marie's paper on Ottokar Schwetz and his dramatic dramatic story, and which raised many issues about on conformism and in a way the specific, I mean, you cannot say specificity, but the problems with socialist realism and the leftist avant-garde artists, but yes, which of course that's the topic which has been discussed by others, but they were very poignant examples. Apart from that, okay, so I'm turning back to the first day, artistic geography of socialist realism, that was already summed up by today in the morning by Tomasz. So, but that was also very inspiring and provocative presentation by Justyna, who was speaking about his anti-communist propaganda in anti-communist propaganda in Berlin, and we are used to speak to papers about the anti-capitalist propaganda in the East. So, but you have kind of, where is Justyna? You have you have reverted that, which was also kind of invigorating, you know, a perspective. And then two final papers on the first day, which really raised the very important issue of the exchange between socialist realist countries and the global, you know, and the world and the whole globe, that is between Czechoslovakia and China and between GDR and North Korea. So that they were, you know, that was, I mean, we learned from those papers a lot. Yes, and the final thing is the first session today. It was about the ways in which social transformation was going to be achieved by traveling exhibitions, but also by other institutions which you may question whether it's a public sphere, perhaps not really, whether palaces of culture, public sphere. I mean, they could be venues which could provide, you know, which could become the, which are the sites for public sphere projects, but not, they are not by definition, they don't belong to the public sphere. And also the, and the issue of the vicissitudes of the advertisement industry, which was also very interesting. And I think that I have some more notes. I wanted to quote Bourdieu, etc., etc., but I think I will give up on all this, because this is simply too much, and I just wanted to. I just wanted to thank you and to say that I will remember the conference. One of the reasons of that is that I had to make notes and I had to listen to the papers very carefully, but that's not the only reason. I think I will remember the conference because it really it's not completely paved the new way, because we have the book the book edited by Tomasz and Aleksander Sumorok, Modernizm i Globalizacja. And I think that was for me a hugely interesting book produced within the sphere of art history, which is always somewhat conservative and tries to adopt this kind of moral outrage position. This conference, and I guess the exhibition, takes clues from that, but also develops that into while Tomasz's book was about Poland, you take not just Eastern Europe onto, this is not your the space in which you operate, but the whole globe. So, internationalism, you know, proletarians of all the world, unite.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Janna and to Jerome, to Jerome for actually organizing it, and for many other people, for the translators Michał Kubiak, who made possible our travel. All people I don't know, who cooked for us, who made our sponsors, who made it possible.